This would teach them how to groove.
One, two, three, hit!
All right, let's get it quick. Let's get it quick.
Hello there.
Oh, goodness, it's a bit cold tonight. Hello, everybody. It's Ian Cath here. I just thought I'd let you know that it's chilled down a bit. We've had a bit of rain today, and there's been moisture in the air, and it's all got a bit cold. And I'm struggling a little bit, frankly. I'm not used to this. It's what's the temperature here on my faithful thermometer? It's 16 degrees, but I think it's the moisture in the air that's made it feel cold. You know, it's sort of bone-chilling cold. Not totally happy about it. And unfortunately, we're into that time of year. We're into July. July and August are really the only times of the year that it really gets cold here in Brisbane. There's about a 2-3 week period where we tend to get a bit frigid and we struggle a bit. And we struggle simply because we're just not designed here in Brisbane for any sort of cold weather. A friend of mine who was here back in 2008, German friend Claudia, she was freezing. She was all rugged up with beanies and scarves and coats and sitting on a couch, and she said, "God, your town's freezing cold." And I just roared with laughter. I said, "Yeah, it is, isn't it?" And when I've been in Berlin, for argument's sake, in minus 15, minus 18 is as cold as it got. I didn't feel anywhere near as cold, simply because I know what it's like for you Europeans. You're prepared for it. You've got all the gear when you go outside. And when I go outside during the day, it's not a big deal because it can be nearly 20 degrees during the day here in winter. But at night time, it gets cold. And when I was in Berlin, I'd just wear a pair of jeans and a T-shirt inside because everything's warm, isn't it, because of central heating. We don't do central heating here. Some people have got reverse cycle air conditioners and they can keep themselves a little bit warm. But a lot of us actually get pretty bloody cold indoors because our houses aren't designed for it. Our houses are a style of housing traditionally, and there's old places that are a variation on this. You know, in recent years, it's been the Californian bungalow, but the traditional Australian Queensland method of building is the Indian bungalow, which is the house is called a Queenslander, and it's off the ground. And even in my unit here, which is rendered brick, I still have an elevated floor, and moisture and cold creeps around the floor and the door jams and the doors, and I've still got all the windows open anyway. But that wouldn't really matter if I closed the windows much. It might be a little bit warmer, but not much. And basically, our homes leak heat, something shocking. Very few people have any substantial insulation. And there's certainly no double glazing. So it just gets cold, and our method of dealing with it is just simply to rug up. I remember when I was growing up in Toowoomba, which does get bloody cold, you know, we're talking about single digits overnight and below, you know, so below freezing, you know, often get a frost in the mornings. It gets bitterly cold up there. And we just had a kerosene heater in a 3-bedroom home. God, some freezing cold days for me up there growing up. And if we ever visited somebody who had an oil heater, that was sheer luxury. I don't even have a heater. Don't worry about it. I just sort of figure for these couple of weeks, which are about now, mid-July through to August, I'll just suck it up. Might put a pair of socks on, though. My feet are a bit cold. But probably won't matter too much because tomorrow it'll probably, hopefully the rain's going to go away. I'm not sure what the weather is, but hopefully the rain will go away and it'll warm up a little bit. And won't have to worry about it so much. But yeah, it's a bit bloody cold at the moment. Oh, can't deal with cold. Come on, summer. Bring it on. Bring it on.